All right, so last week we were obviously off before the start of the new show, and the biggest news that happened was the Pope died, RIP, love him. But we decided, why don't we create our own show Pope, because we found out that actually anyone could be Pope. You don't even have to be a cardinale, you can just be a normal person and you can get elected as Pope.
You don't even have to have read the Bible or anything.
You could just, it just seems to be anyone can be actually elected. So that is what we did, and we elected Pope Fiona on the show, our new show Pope. Callum gave you a little bit of a task to create the very first sermon of Emma, Dave and Fiona. How did it go?
He did. Bless you, Callum. And thank you, Dave, for preempting this with literally anyone can be Pope.
Even Fiona.
Anyway, no, like even this. So, yes, I have been busy beavering away, connecting to my inner saint. And hopefully this makes my main guy, Jesus, proud. So,
J-Dog.
J-Dog, this one's for you. I guess that's just, should we just get into it?
Yes, please.
This is a letter from Saint Fiona to the Spinians. The Corinthians get everything, don't they?
Yeah.
My children, do unto one another as you would do to yourself. Mm-hmm. Let ye not sit beside someone on the bus if there's another empty seat free, in accordance with the scripture. Stop sharing your running stats. Jesus literally carried a cross he was going to be crucified on up a hill, and he didn't go on about it. Even though I think we can all agree, he looked incredible.
Ripped,
at the top.
Ripped.
Stripped of his garments at the 10th station of the cross. I'd say he bloody was, girls. He served his Father in heaven, and then he just plain served. Glory be to God. Unless you're as shredded as the Son of God, be humble. Love thy neighbour, even if they do start hoovering and aggressively rearranging their pots and pans every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. On that note, my children, I see you're all obsessed with protein at the moment. Or as we say in the Vatican, gains?
Gains.
If you really want to hit your target, join me at communion for the most superior protein source you could ask for. The literal body and blood of the Lord.
Oh my God, thank God the blasphemy rules are gone.
Oh, you're so hungry you could eat Jesus Christ? Prove it. If I see another fake fan, casual Christian, only rocking up to the house of God for midnight mass, well, realistically, I won't do anything because I'm the Pope and it doesn't really suit the brand to be confrontational. But I will quietly judge you and talk about you with the lads down at the Vatican.
This is a prayer.
God in heaven, we pray for Emma, that she might feel emboldened to wear her hairy runners every day without persecution.
Mwah.
We pray for Mr. David Hammond. Give him the strength to do two Instagram dumps in 1 week. Ooh. I know Peter Paul and all the rest of the lads are only dying for a creep. Also, we pray for Callum. Grant him the power of forgiveness for when I inevitably make an irreparable mistake on this show. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.